From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. In what is seen as the most significant challenge yet to territorial limits Beijing asserts around its man-made islands, a U.S.-guided missile destroyer Tuesday sailed within 22 kilometers of a reef in the disputed Spratly Archipelago. The USS Lassen approached Subi Reef, occupied by China, however also claimed by Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The action poses a threat to China's sovereignty, according to Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang. He says, we strongly urge the U.S. side to respect the above positions of the Chinese side and to correct its mistake immediately. It should not conduct any dangerous provocative actions that threaten China's sovereignty and security interests. He goes on to say that it should also keep the promise of not taking sides on issues of territorial disputes. The European Union, meanwhile, is lashing out at member countries for dragging their feet on providing funds and experts to help manage Europe's biggest refugee emergency in decades. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke to EU lawmakers Tuesday.
The Council member states told me they would stand to their promises. And we have seen updated pledges from some. But the member states are still moving slowly at a time when they should be running.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's military says heavy fire from across the Afghan border killed 7 Pakistani soldiers Tuesday. The attack hit a paramilitary force outpost in South Waziristan's Angar Adda region. The military did not say whether militants or Afghan soldiers were responsible, and there was no immediate comment from Afghanistan. VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said Tuesday his government will make every effort to help those affected by Monday's magnitude 7.5 earthquake and will announce a relief package once authorities carry out a comprehensive assessment. Sharif held a meeting of high-level officials to hear reports on the damage and response since the earthquake struck northern Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province. Pakistan and Afghanistan have reported nearly 350 deaths and more than 1,900 people injured. Congressional leaders have reached a tentative deal with the Obama administration on a government spending plan that could avoid another contentious budget standoff between the White House and hardline conservative Republicans. The agreement is a result of weeks of negotiations led by House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the leaders of the Republican-led House and Senate, plus House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic head Harry Reid. The plan must now be approved by the House and Senate and signed by the president before next Tuesday, November 3rd, when the government's current borrowing authority expires. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem in response to the continuing wave of violence between Palestinians and Israeli security forces. Meanwhile, the European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini Monday called for concrete steps to resume a peace process,
including difficult ones that can improve the life of the Palestinian people, that can strengthen the Palestinian Authority, not only on the economic field, but also on security and on the political field, and to have what we would call some deliverables of the process itself, not a process for the sake of the process. And on the other side, can guarantee more security for the Israeli people.
Again, that is a European Union foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini. And now to France, where leaders there will host talks on the Syria conflict Tuesday with representatives from the United States, Europe, Jordan, and Turkey, but without Syria's allies, Russia and Iran, according to the foreign ministry. So far, all diplomatic efforts to end the Syrian conflict have foundered over the demand by the United States, European countries, Arab states, and Turkey that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad leave power as a precondition for peace, which he refuses to consider. Voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. Official results were released Tuesday, showed more than 92% of voters backing the referendum. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.